Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So you know how other people train their dogs to do good things?
Yeah.
I feel we've trained our dogs to do bad things. I took our older dog, Curly, to the doctor. I was terrified that something terrible had gone wrong, that, you know, she's 16, 14, 15, she's just old. And she attacks us at night. Like, you know, she literally, it's like Cujo, and she's a little white Bichon. If you look at her wrong, she'll come at you, and it's pretty frightening. So we thought, oh God, it's the beginning of the end. And finally the doctor said, I think it's you. You know, think about it. She's warm, she's cozy, you get up, she's old, you've pissed her off. And so you've trained her to attack you. So you have to, and she told us what we were supposed to do. We also put her on Prozac, but still.
There you go.
That's my husband walked in and saw the bottle and he said, which is this for? Ooh, can I say that? Shoot. Oops. But he meant the dog, and I thought he meant me. So, I think we do train our dogs to do bad things, and then we wonder why they behave the way they do, right? Does your dog do anything that's particularly annoying that, you know?
Yes.
Yes, that you could train them not to do? Like what? What's the thing?
Me leaving gets the dog upset. Like walking out of room, and then if I lock him downstairs because we still have baby gates up because the puppy needs to stay certain places.
Right.
Will bark and whine, but I'll go get him. So that trains him to keep doing it because
mommy makes it rewarding.
Correct. And this is what my husband does. Like every time in the morning, I'm eating breakfast and they're like, because my husband has trained them to want a peanut butter stick. So every morning they get I'm like, why did you do that? Because now they're annoying me. So it's, we have trained, I feel, and every time I go to a trainer, they're like, well, you did that, and I, you know, and then you have to do this. But he never does the thing that I ask him to do. Like, you know, with the old dog, apparently we were supposed to stand on top, straddle her, and put her in downstay, and let her know who's the boss, top dog.
The alpha.
Oh, my.
But she's a 96-year-old woman.
If she doesn't know by now, she's never going to know.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.